This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They may get a foot of snow in parts of the Northeast from the storm that's already socked the South. The National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard.
We've had pretty heavy snowfall accumulations all the way, from Tennessee, North Carolina, all the way up into the Northeast.
The AP's Jackie Quinn's got more on this.
A dangerous winter storm's been bringing significant snowfall, strong thunderstorms, and blustery winds to the East Coast. There's a foot of snow forecast for parts of New England, New York State, Ohio, and Pennsylvania through Tuesday morning. Forecasters in Buffalo, New York, say the snow is falling fast. Sleet and rain are the main threats for much of Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Overnight, periods of snowfall transition to rain. At the National Weather Service in Boston, forecasters say wind gusts could reach 70 miles an hour.
U.S. authorities are continuing an investigation into the weekend standoff at a Texas synagogue that ended with an armed British man dead, but members of the congregation alive after running out of the synagogue door. British police have arrested two teenagers in connection with the standoff, but aren't saying exactly why. The FBI issued a statement last night calling the incident terrorism-related and saying the Jewish community was targeted. Novak Djokovic could be barred from the French Open later this year because he's not vaccinated against COVID. French officials say there will be no exceptions to a new law requiring vaccination to enter sports venues. Djokovic arrived home in Serbia this morning after being deported from Australia, where he was prevented from defending his Australian Open title. Russia is angrily rejecting U.S. allegations that Moscow is preparing a pretext to invade Ukraine. Russia's top diplomat calling that total disinformation. This is AP News. There's a new number one at the box office, the movie Scream. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
We had 1 week where my life has felt normal.
After a month-long run, Spider-Man No Way Home has been dethroned as box office champion. The new leader, Scream, which took in $30.6 million in box office sales. That was more than enough to surpass the $20.8 million gross by the latest Spider-Man movie, which hit theaters 5 weekends ago. Scream is already geared up to turn a profit. It cost $24 million to make, and on top of the $30 million in domestic gross, it took in another $18 million in 50 international markets. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
DirecTV is dropping One America News Network, the right-wing TV channel friendly to former President Trump and widely criticized for spreading misinformation, including Mr. Trump's false claim that he won the 2020 election. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.